This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Carmen Wong Ulrich. This week in How We Live Money, financial resolutions, big and small.
My name is Jeff, and I am a physician. In the past, I've made resolutions to pay off all my credit cards. I've made resolutions to add principal payments to my mortgage payment, and I've made resolutions to save money for the future and for kids' education. The things that distract me the most from getting my resolutions done would be mostly time and resources and the ability to do it. One time I carried a credit card debt for quite a long time and made minimum payments and made a resolution to pay it off, and over a period of a year made that commitment and paid it off. And it really changed our household budget. We decided just to bite the bullet one day and do it. We knew we had to do it. You know, the resolutions never seem to occur as quickly as you'd like them to, but resolutions are important. Realize that it might take time, but if you make the commitment, things can be done over time.
So those resolutions are important, but is it always about willpower when it comes to success? Listen, I don't want you to beat yourself up about it this year, because you may have been missing one key element to getting your resolutions right. Time. So to start the show, we've invited Maria Konnikova. Maria is a psychologist and author of Mastermind, How to Think Like Sherlock Holmes. Maria, welcome to Marketplace Money.
It's a pleasure to be here.
So, Maria, every year, everybody makes these resolutions, right? This year's going to be different. In terms of self-control, how does that play a big part in financial resolutions in particular?
One of the things that we're really, really bad at is figuring out the future. What will I be like? What will I want? So the future tends to be very cool. It's distant. It's hard to visualize. It's hard to see it concretely. But the present is very hot. It's immediate. You can feel it. You can taste it. You're living it.
Right.
Exactly. And so it's really hard to pass up those immediate wants in favor of some cool future thing that may or may not even happen. So you may have the best resolutions in the world, and then in the moment when you're confronted by that hot stimulus, the resolutions fall away because all of a sudden you have it right in front of you. So you need to think, what can I do to make it easier for me? And some of the newest research is showing that it might have to do with our perception of time, how we see the future versus the present. And the theory is that the future is inherently uncertain.
Right.
So something might happen, something might not happen. And we're pretty bad at setting time horizons. If you say as a New Year's resolution, I am going to lose weight and I'm going to lose a pound a week,
right,
where in the world is that coming from? And then when you don't lose a pound a week, you get very frustrated and you start eating. You're saying, well, this diet isn't working. I'm going to throw it out. So what this research is saying is that you need to do a lot of legwork from the beginning so that you can set realistic time goals, so that that uncertain time becomes more concrete, so that you can know exactly when certain things will happen. And that way, you won't get as discouraged along the way.
So there's a big part of it is building those time frames. And, you know, in teaching behavioral economics, I talk a lot about the idea of willpower and the psychic cost. So it takes effort to think about this. And when it comes to financial goals, that psychic cost, what role does it play? And how do we make it cost less?
I think it plays a role in your immediate needs, in the sense that it's not like weight where you're losing weight or not losing weight, but it's much more, well, I need this money now. And if I don't see it, if I don't think that the money is coming in when I think it will, for instance, if I've invested it in the stock market and I expect it to have, I don't know, a 5% return or whatever it is, 2%, 20%, I set some goal for myself and that's not happening. And then I start saying, well, I could be using the money right now and spending it on all of these things, and I'm not allowed to because it's sitting here and the stock is down. It's not even up. And you keep checking, you keep looking at what's going on with the stock market. You get frustrated. You pull your money out. You know that we often tend to sell at low points when we should
Exactly.
When we should really be holding on to stocks, we sell them because we get discouraged and we say, oh, look, it's going down, down, down. Whereas really we should be selling when they're going up, up, up. But it's hard to do that because then we're saying, oh, look, my return is even better than I thought it was. So going back to that setting realistic goals, you need to realize that whatever it is you're investing in, whether it's a stock market, whether it's a fund, whether you're, you know, just putting it in a bank account and expecting something to happen, there is going to be uncertainty, and you need to incorporate that initially into your thinking about it so that you, in a way, tie your hands.
And to that point about helping someone tie your hands, figuratively, of course, can peer pressure play a good role here?
Absolutely. One of the things that can keep us best on the straight and narrow when it comes to our resolutions is knowing that people are watching. There are some really effective websites right now that help self-control by having you publicly commit to a certain goal. So you say, I am going to save X number of dollars, I'm going to lose X amount of weight, and you make this pledge publicly. And so then if you fail,
you're accountable. So this is, social media can help you in this,
exactly,
in this vein.
Accountability is incredibly important.
And Marie, I cannot let you go without asking you about how to think like Sherlock Holmes. How would he have a New Year's financial resolution? And how would that work quickly?
Sherlock Holmes is really an expert at separating emotion and logic. Emotion is one of the things that prevents us from being able to keep New Year's financial resolutions, or really any financial resolutions, whenever we set them, because, as we mentioned, it's hot, the immediate stimulus
is
incredibly hot. You feel it. So what Sherlock Holmes does is he acknowledges those hot emotions, but then he separates himself from them. He says, I'm not going to let that affect my judgment. And he has a very rational, kind of much more removed way of approaching it. He'd say, okay, well, here is what we know. I'm going to take the time to think it all through ahead of time. And then when those emotions come up, I'm not going to act on them.
Right. And you're going to put those things into place in terms of a time frame and an amount, and you're just going to stick to it because it's all about being rational. Maria, thank you so much for joining us. Maria Konnikova is a psychologist and the author of Mastermind, How to Think Like Sherlock Holmes. Thank you, Maria.
Thank you.
And we want to help you get a fresh start in 2014. So if you have a money resolution that you want to make and you can use a little bit of a helping hand, make sure you write us at marketplacemoney.org and click on that Ask Carmen button.